I like the feel from home.
Amen.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord, for what we've given us, dear God, Heavenly Master.
I made it easier.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord.
I trusted in that prayer. I bless your sweet name this morning. I'm unworthy of all the glory, the honor, and the praise. He said, without me, you can do nothing. And I found it to be that way with a tongue a long time ago. This morning, folks.
God help me, Lord.
If you want to go to heaven, get ready. That's the only way you can go. Get on the garment. If you want to go to heaven, get on the garment. There was some there without a wedding garment. I didn't have it on. What happened to them? He said, bind them and cast them out. They didn't get the call. They got left out. Don't leave yourself out this morning. I said yourself. When you do it, you're doing it yourself. Said, God won't send me down there. No, he won't send you. But you send yourself. I defend my unbelief. Well, that's what's going to send them down. Unbelief. First, you must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And you got to give it all you got.
Amen.
I give it all I had, Brother God. Yes. I give it everything I had. And that's the one enough.
Yes.
I remember that Lord of blessed. As for me and my house, we'll go serve the Lord.
Amen.
And that's the way it's been ever since.
Thank you.
He's first and foremost right here.
Yes.
He's first before everything else.
Amen.
He's first and foremost.
Amen.
And when you get to Jesus Christ, everything will be all right.
Amen.
Everything will be all right.
Thank you.
Everything will be all right.
Everybody.
What a time. How great he is. From everlasting, and Brother Tyson, to everlasting. I can't comprehend that.
Oh, no.
From everlasting to everlasting. No beginning of days and no end. And no end.
Amen.
And I'm going to get to spend it with him.
Amen.
Where there ain't no end.
Amen.
Where there ain't no end.
Amen.
With joy, joy, joy.
Thank you.
Joy unspeakable, the book says.
Joy unspeakable.
There's power.
Bless
you. It's what I like. I like the part. I like the preaching. I like the praying that has got power in
it.
Yeah. I went to the Primitive one time. They didn't have a singer in the house. The old man come up and begged me to sing. I said, I'll try it. It was a strange place for me. The Lord blessed me beyond measure. There's an old man come around. He said, Brother, I really like your singing. He said, it's got power in it. That's the way he said. He said, it's got power in it. He said, it'll lift you up. That's the only way you can sing. It's in the Spirit. The only way you can do anything is in the Spirit.
That's right.
If you want to go to heaven, get ready. Get the garment on. He said, you must be. Not maybe. You must be born again.
Yeah.
Ain't no other way, folks. You can get there.
Amen. Yeah. That's right, Brother John.
I'm getting it.
In the scripture, that one place they asked him, what must I do to be saved? He said, repent and believe the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Did he not say that?
Repent.
And believe the gospel. I'm happy this morning. I got happy in the prayer. I felt it all over me. And that's the kind. My mom went with me one time, I'm going to tell this, at the church at Old Regular Baptist in Carver Hollow Ground You know where it's at? And Brother Virgil Fields got up there, and I went to the church, and it was just a young man. And my mother went to shouting all over that house. And she belonged to the United Baptist. She said, I said to her, Mom, settle down. I said, they'll exclude you out there if they find it out. She said, that's preaching. That's the Spirit. I know preaching when I hear it. She didn't need nobody to tell her, Brother Terry. She said, that's preaching. And it was. It felt like it was about to off the walls all over. I never did forget it. It was the first time I was ever there. I don't know if you know him or not.
I know him very well.
But I want to tell you, he preached the gospel. I know it was the gospel. I felt it all over.
Amen.
She said, I don't need nobody to tell me. I said, that's preaching. That's preaching. That's the Spirit, she said.
Yeah.
That's the way it is, Brother Terry.
Spirit ain't no stranger to people.
She didn't have to have nobody to tell her. That's the way it is. And when he saved my soul, I felt the witness in my soul. Is that right or wrong? I felt it right down here. I didn't have to go and ask Brother Wally Gregory if I had it or not, or if I was all right. But he told me what to do. He said, go home and tell them, Brother Darwin, how your friends are big things the Lord has done. He didn't say little things. He said, go home and tell him a few things.
Yeah.
Great things.
Yes,
it was a great work.
It sure was, brother.
That was a great work.
Yeah.
The best day I ever had in my life.
Amen. Yeah.
It was the best day, Brother Jim,
sure,
that I ever experienced in my life.
Amen.
I wouldn't trade that one day for the whole years put together. And have to go back every once in a while to the starting place. I don't know if anybody else does, but I do. I do. And when he builds a fire in here, folks, I want to tell you there ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing like it. You could get drunk as you wanted to, and it wouldn't feel half as good as this would.
No, sir.
I've been there, I know. If you want to get drunk on new wine. Ain't that what the scripture says? And he couldn't even, it's so good and strong, he couldn't just put it right in there like it was. Had to fix it and put a new one in there. Put a new vessel to hold it. He said otherwise it burst, didn't he? And it just about bursts now sometimes. But it's joy. Joy, joy unspeakable. And I'm going to meet him one day on the cloud of glory coming after this little one right here. This is on my mind, so I'm going to tell it.
Go ahead. We're done.
I was in a funeral last Sunday. My uncle had passed away. And this fellow said that he had already received that new body and the eyes to see with, and was already in glory looking down on us that day right there. I turned around, my brother was sitting right behind me. I said, he took a resurrection plumb out of it, didn't he?
He
did.
Yeah,
ain't no guess about that. The book says you'll be raised with a new body, don't it? In power. Sown in weakness and raised in power. That's what the book says. But there wasn't no spirit in it at all that I could see. Wasn't a drop for me. But get ready to go.
Yeah.
This side of the grave, I'm telling you, son. Time is running out, Brother Terry said. It's down in the evening of time, I believe. That earthquake I just had was the most powerful one ever on record. 8.8. They told how far away it affected, seemed like it was like 1,800 miles or something. But this is serious work. I'm going to hush right now. Just a minute. This is a serious work. Get ready. You got to give it everything you got, folks. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It'll take everything you got. I don't believe he made it harder on me than he did anybody else. I believe
no respect of person.
No respect of person. It was the same road. But now I'm telling you, I had plenty to pull.
Some people make it hard on themselves.
I had plenty to pull. Now I did, and I probably am some of them. Some people you just spoke about. But I had plenty to pull. I sure did. If that spirit comes back to me, about that spirit again, I'll tell you how good it finally got to me. Down on the last, why, I just seemed like Brother Johnny, that he got right up here and rode around with me. Oh, I'd have never made it if he hadn't. I'm telling you, that spirit seemed like it just got up there and rode around with me on some days. It's been so strong many a time, brother. You may not believe this, but I've turned like cat and look all around me to see if anything was there out of the ordinary. I really did before. But that spirit led me down the life everlasting at the fountain of living waters, as sure as the world's here. It led me to the fountain of living waters, where it brought me the best drink I ever got. I want to tell you, it's a living water. And he said, it'll be in you wells of water, springing up in the everlasting life. And the woman at the well, what did he say to her? He didn't have no respect for her or anybody else. He said, if you'd ask of me, I'd give you living water. I'd give you living water. If you'd ask of me, I'd give you living water. And she had to ask for it. Give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. That's what the scripture said. She still had to ask, didn't she? Give me this water. You'll have to ask too. If you don't ask, you'll never get it.
I can't receive.
Is that all right?
Can't receive.
You can't. If I didn't have the Lord, now I'd really be scared. I was scared then, but I believe it'd be worse now. I don't know. But I was scared, plenty scared. I dreaded it when night comes so bad I couldn't hardly go to sleep. And didn't sleep half the time.
Amen, brother.
This is serious. You better get down to work. Yes. If you don't have the Lord, he's the greatest thing you can possess. And I wouldn't give him for this. There ain't nothing on this earth, I don't care what it is, can even come close. Can't even come close. What am I at? This whole thing changed completely from what I had figured out to when I went down on my knees. I was going to sing a song. I had my song picked out and everything. It's a good song, though. When he reached down his hand to me. So that was the day of all days, folks. That was the day of all days. September the 15th, 1998,
1228. Yeah,
I was raised to walk in a newness of life. And buddy, I like this new and living way. And you will too. Yes, you'll love it too. I guarantee you. I ain't never seen nobody yet that wanted to trade back. Nothing back. I never left nothing behind, Brother Lonnie Bryan. I didn't look back first. I'm pressing onward to the mark of the high call.
That's right, Brother John.
I'm pressing onward.
Yes.
I ain't no pull over. I just want to stay in the middle and go right on.